Devotional for today, August 17th. Many lessons to be learned from nature. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they are created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass away. Psalms 148 verses 5 and 6. How beautiful the psalmist's description of God's care for the creatures of the woods. The high hills are a refuge for wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. Psalms 104 verse 18. He sends the springs to run among the hills where the birds have their habitation, and sing among the branches. Verses 12. All the creatures of the woods and hills are part of His great household. He opens His hands and satisfies the desire of every living thing. Psalms 145:16. The eagle of the Alps is sometimes beaten down by the tempest into the narrow defiles of the mountains. Storm clouds shut in this mighty bird to the forest, their dark masses separating her from the sunny heights where she has made her home. Her efforts to escape seem fruitless. She dashes to and fro, breathing the air with her strong wings and waking the mountain's echoes with her cries. At length, with a note of triumph, she darts upward and piercing the clouds, is once more in the clear sunlight with the darkness and tempest far beneath. So we may be surrounded with difficulties, discouragement and darkness. Falsehood, calamity, injustice shut us in. There are clouds that we cannot dispel. We battle with circumstances in vain. There is one, and but one, way of escape. The mist and fogs cling the earth. Beyond the clouds, God's light is shining. Into the sunlight of His presence, we may rise on the wings of faith. Many are the lessons that may thus be learned. Self-reliance from the tree that, growing alone on a plain or mountainside, strike down its roots deep into the earth, and its rugged strength defies the tempest. The power of early influence from the gnarled, shapeless trunk, bent as sapling, to which no earthly power can afterward restore its lost symmetry. The secret of a holy life from the water lily, that on the blossom of some slimy pool, surrounded by weeds and rubbish, strikes down its channeled stem to the pure sands beneath, and drawing thence its life, lifts up its fragrant blossom to the light in spotless purity.
You can find more Christian material like this one in the website www.thelordlovesyou.com.